The FTX mess just keeps getting messier. You'll remember that Sam Bankman-Fried, the CEO, resigned when the company, which is, this huge $32 billion cryptocurrency exchange that's now worth bupkis, when he resigned, the bankruptcy judge appointed a new CEO. It's a guy named John J. Ray III. And I mean, he was there for the Enron scandal. He's taken over all kinds of companies that went into bankruptcy. This is what he said about FTX, that he has never seen, quote, such a complete failure of corporate control and unacceptable management practices. He cites the use of an unsecured group email to access sensitive data, said so the financial information maintained by FTX was deeply untrustworthy, and said this. From compromised systems integrity and faulty regulatory oversight abroad to the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals, this situation is unprecedented. Where was the oversight? Where were the regulators? Why is it still the Wild West when it comes to crypto? Now, caught up in all of this are some of the biggest celebrity names out there: Steph Curry, Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Larry David, all of them that claim to be FTX enthusiasts and trading crypto safely and securely, they said. Well, now they've been sued big time for endorsing and for being paid to endorse this debacle. So the question becomes, can celebrity endorsers be held liable when products or services don't perform as advertised, or when they fall short of claims, or when they turn out to be a corrupt mess like FTX? I wanted to bring in Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, to talk about just what kind of exposure these big names have. Todd, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, guy. How are you?
I'm good. I understand the attorney on the other side is a guy named David Boies, and that he is a samurai. Am I right?
As a matter of fact, I did some just quick research with regards. Yes, he is a samurai. He's someone that is not to be taken lightly for at all. So it's an interesting, I mean, this is got so many different tentacles out there, and you have kind of hit the nail on the head with regards to naming all these defendants that promoted the FTX and the question of them not disclosing their interest or disclosing their pay, which, they even point out in the complaint that the SEC makes it mandatory, especially if you're a stockholder or a shareholder in the company, that you have to disclose certain things and put it out to the public of what you're making, how you're doing it. When I watched these commercials and I read this complaint, it was just flagrant of greed and ugliness for them just to take on money and seduce others to, from, give their innocent money, their hard-earned money into this company. And you see the house of cards. You see the ugliness of this.
Yeah.
He was just taking innocent people's money, and he was using it to pay off loans and invest in other debt that he had. It was never going into anything of substance. So the due diligence, none of these guys, Tom Brady or whomever, you know they didn't take any due diligence. Had they done any due diligence, they would have seen that this is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. This guy may make Madoff look like, an anthill compared to what
Yeah.
he's doing.
So I know that details matter here because they're not experts that are saying we've looked at this and find their practices sound. They're just saying, hey, we were customers. We like the way it works. We're making money. We're happy customers. So how exposed are they? I know if this thing is judged to be a security, then there are some pretty rigorous disclosure standards there. If it isn't, well, then it's a little murkier. Am I right?
No, you're right, but this is on the exchange. It is considered, a question of, I think, it being hitting all fours as security security, albeit a risky one. But yeah, and it's governed by what? The Security and Exchange Commission. So I can't imagine a defense to say that it's not a security, and they're trading. They're trading on the open market. That's Tom Brady's, advertisement. This is how I make, money. Look at this exchange. This is how it's easy. He's, putting out all of the breadcrumbs to make it, and all of them work, and taking billions of dollars in to this company that really didn't exist. The company, was that of a sham. So
yeah.
I think there's precedents in the past, that this has happened before quite some time ago, where advertisers in this, that have come out in the past and seduced people to invest in this, in companies like this, have been held out to be accountable. To the extent that there's defenses, yeah, there are defenses. There are. But it's going to be a question of who knew what, when did you know it, what did you do, how come you didn't do this? You're promoting this security to trade on this platform. Here's the platform. What diligence, due diligence did you do to look at it? I can see some defenses, but realistically,
they could be in real trouble.
They could be in some serious heat here. And, although the other defense here is this. You got a criminal actor. There's no question there's, multiple prosecutions going on. And oftentimes you can't be held accountable. A third party can't be held accountable for a criminal act of another, right? Unless you're this unwitting, solicitor / aider and about, so this is going to be a fight. And I realize this is the first round of class actions. I think people that have invested in this, the question is going to be it's whether or not this becomes a multi-district litigation case, an MDL, because there will be other lawsuits. So the judge is going to have to appoint a lead attorney. And for all your listeners out there that have invested in this, they very well may want to opt out. They may want to say, we don't want to be part of class. I put $1 million in. I don't stand in the same shoes as this guy over here that put $50,000 in, we want to stand in a different position. But all of this is going to take time. It's in a federal court down in Florida where, the majority of the billions were invested. It's got both state claims and federal claims in it. And you will see this go on for more than a few years.
Well, I got to tell you, Todd, 35 years ago, I covered a really high-profile case here that was Michigan-based involving an investment firm called AJOB. It was backed by Diamond Mortgage, was the parent company, and they were taking mortgages and selling them through AJOB, and it turned out they didn't have enough of them. And it was a Ponzi scheme. The guy, Martin Greenberg, who was the head of it, was sentenced to prison. But the guy that got caught in it was an actor by the name of Lloyd Bridges, who we remember from Sea Hunt and Airplane and a lot of other big movies, right? He was forced to settle out of court because the first two rulings that the judge made in that suit went against him. And he saw the handwriting on the wall and ended up settling. So there is a precedent for that. I don't know. I don't remember what happened to George Hamilton. But he was the other guy that was the celebrity endorser here in the state of Michigan. And it was a horrible mess with a lot of people that put all of their retirements into AJOB and lost it all. And there was it was just a tragedy on a lot of levels. But in that case, the celebrities ended up paying. And it was never disclosed how much. But that's, again, is one of those precedents, even though it is 35 years in the past.
Yeah, no, but I read that that piece. That was just great work that you did. And yes, you're right. It goes to show that you have to have some modicum of due diligence. You just can't, as a celebrity, put your name on something and then expect to get paid. But yet, it turns out to be snake oil. We've had plenty of class action cases here in Michigan. One of the biggest in the world was that of AIG. Michigan, Paul Miller became the lead attorney for one of the lead attorneys for the case where AIG and too big to fail. The question becomes here in this particular case of how many victims are out there, how they're going to be compensated, where is the money?
Yeah.
And you can assure the FTX has Bupkis, they have zero. So the only pot for which they may receive is going to be actually assets from whatever bankruptcy is there in the bankruptcy, and two, from the pockets of the people that what you just talked about.
Promoted it.
Yeah.
Todd Flood, we appreciate it. You have a great day, and this will be an interesting one to watch.
It's a great story to watch. And, Guy, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Take care. When we come back, your thoughts on this, 1-800-859-0957. Have you ever really followed a celebrity endorsement, especially when it comes to investing? Would you ever follow Tom Brady's advice on something like that? Let me know what you think about that. Also, if you want to weigh in on what we were talking about off the top, this investigation into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they claim they have evidence that he was involved centrally. We'll get to all of it next on The Guy Gordon Show, 1-800-859-0957.